Welcome to Gay Porn Talk with Evan and Polly, sponsored by GayCheapPorn.com.
Hi, welcome to another week of Gay Porn Talk. Wow, that was loud. I'm Polly.
I'm Evan.
Yeah, we're trying new microphones. You want to see if you can turn me down a little bit, or is this I'm loud? Should I try to keep it away from me?
No, but you're fine.
So, welcome to another week. How was your week this week, Evan?
It was very good.
Good.
Mine was a porn-rific week.
Porn-rific. And that's right. We're the original porncasters on the internet.
Yes.
That's very good.
I've been watching lots of porn.
I know you have been watching lots of porn. Your office, which I now call the porn office. I don't call it the office. I call it the porn store. You have so much porn there. It's like
you call it the porn office. What did you call it?
I don't know what I call it. But it's stacks and stacks of porn. You're reviewing for all our listeners and checking out. So we're going to talk, I'm sure, about some of your favorite porn. I know, actually, I saw at least one of your movies that you're going to review this week. That was very hot. I didn't see the other one.
And the second one is actually in response to a listener request.
Yes, it is. So, speaking of gay TV, because porn, gay TV, is kind of a segue. I was just going to say, have you been watching, we spoke about this a little earlier, the new logo is out, Logo Network, which is a gay and lesbian network.
Uh-huh.
On the DirecTV channel, it's channel 263. I'm not quite sure what it is. You should check your local listings. You said that you think you couldn't get it or something.
Well, last time I checked it when we have DirecTV, and it didn't come up.
Mine did. It's really, they have a lot of interesting, they have original shows, mm-hmm. which are good. They have a great show with Scott Thompson, the comedian from Boys in the Hall.
Kids in the Hall.
Kids in the Hall, that's it. Boys in the Hall, that's Boys in the Band and Kids in the Hall put together. Where he is a Cupid fixing up married couples to do their weddings. It's very good. They had another original show that's like called Open Bar, I think it is, where they follow a guy opening up a bar, a gay bar, which is very interesting in the trials and tribulations of opening a bar. And a lot of good gay movies as well. I saw Stonewall this weekend, which is good. We saw that mm-hmm. at the Gay Film Festival, and a couple other movies we've seen at the Gay Film Festival. So you should check that out. Check your local listings.
Real Affirmations. Which is actually going to be their 15th year this year.
15th year. I can't believe that. It just seems like yesterday.
And they have no porn, usually.
Well, they did that. Do you remember the time that they did have porn? It was like at midnight, and it was the porn in 3D that we had to wear 3D glasses to.
I don't remember that one.
Okay.
They had other ones.
They've had other ones, but that one was really kind of interesting because it was so hot. It was all men. It was packed, crowded, and you could have heard a pin drop because everybody was getting, kind of uncomfortable boners with all the men. It was really kind of interesting.
Huh.
It was very nice. I liked it. It was fun. No action,
and I get to look at you now. I'm just thinking about this because normally we used to use the single microphone.
Yes.
So you had to kind of maintain. I also noticed in our last podcast when we use the lavalier mics now that my laughter doesn't go away.
Because
normally I'm sort of able to turn away. And now it doesn't help.
Well, you've got some really, I'm excited about, we're going to be, this next coming up month, we're going to be doing a lot of interviews outside of our studio. We're going to be going to the gay rodeos, and you've got a really cool microphone, which I'm really excited about putting our logo on. So I wanted to like put a dick or something really kind of offensive on it, and I think it'll be fun going up to cowboys and saying obscene things to them and putting the microphone in their mouth. So maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing. And have you been watching Big Brother too? Speaking, there's two gay people on Big Brother this year.
Well, there are.
There are. It's.
I don't watch Big Brother.
Oh, you really should. The two of the stupidest motherfuckers that you've ever met are the two gay people. It's Bo, who is this. And this was my favorite part. If you don't watch it, but you should. That he got really drunk and he's fighting with this blonde bimbo who's really actually smart. And she said, "It's not my fault that you're a fucking slut and you sleep around with old guys and call it a career." And his girlfriend, who's a lesbian there, who's his partner, said, "It really hurts to hear the truth when you're drunk." So I thought, how fabulous is that? That he's apparently a male whore who calls himself a personal shopper, who sleeps with his...
And he has a girlfriend who's a lesbian.
His partner. They teamed up this year in Big Brother, where they have secret partners, but it's no longer a secret. And so if you win with your secret partner, instead of winning $500,000, you win $1 million, and your partner wins $500,000. Does that make sense?
Yes,
you
it does.
Confusing.
I just don't watch Big Brother.
Okay, well, you should. It's actually
every show I watch always goes off the air.
Yeah, actually, I've noticed that with you and I, that we watch shows and we get, what was the last show that you had to tell me the end one? It was like Keeping It Straight or Getting It Straight, where that girl picked out the gays and
straights. It was about cowboys, yes.
Yeah, about cowboys. I was so in love with the show.
And then they took it off.
And they took it off halfway
it so,
through.
It was so crappy.
It was so crappy because she kept on, this stupid bitch kept on picking all the straight guys because they were effeminate. And so she was like, that must mean they're gay. And all the gay guys were all butchy and nice. And she was like, you're straight.
She picked the guy who broke his arm.
Is that
who was actually
she,
straight, yeah.
Is that she, oh, that was so gross. Actually, that was in the previews of the upcoming weeks, which I never saw. Apparently, they arm wrestled, and his arm just snapped like a twig. It was very gross.
Example? Situation comedy on Bravo. I've been watching it, and it's like, apparently, I'm the only one.
No, I'm watching it, too. Is it gone? Because I haven't been in TiVo.
They moved it to TiVo Fridays.
Oh, because TiVo is like, it must be in conflict with something else, because TiVo stopped picking it up for me.
Because it was like, maybe it conflicts with something else. You have a higher priority.
Probably.
That's why TiVo works.
TiVo thinks I'm straight sometimes. It's very kind of scary, because I come home, and it's taping mechanic shows. I'm like, TiVo, what are you doing to me?
Maybe the problem is you're actually talking to it instead of program.
Oh, maybe that's the problem. Some other things in the news.
But Situation Comedy does have the gays in.
It does have
not
the
gays. Not any gays I like.
No, it's got the anti-gay guy. The guy who, Sean, what's his name? Who's the guy from Will and Grace?
Sean Hayes.
He just never come out, but he's like gay as gay can be.
Why is he anti-gay?
Because he should come out. He's like a big fag playing a fag on TV, play fags in movies, and he's not going to come out.
Okay.
So why don't you think he should come out?
I just don't think he's anti-gay.
Oh, well, I call it anti-gay. Anti-gay! There's my song of the day.
If only it were a song of the
day. I know. So a couple other interesting news items that came up is Jake Cruz launches a straight guys for gay eyes. Is that not the queerest thing you've ever heard? Not queer. Jake Cruz is making straight porn.
What?
Jake Cruz is making straight porn for gay guys. That's